So do you want to hear about the poor customer service at the Apple Store?
Yeah. Well, you want to start out with a rant, so do you want to just run with it?
I'll get that out of the way.
Yeah.
So last Thursday afternoon, I went into the Apple Store because we were going to check out some noise cancelling headphones as a birthday present to my dad. It says 51st this week.
Yeah.
And so I went in there to check them out. The models that, because they actually have the headphones on display, so you can put them on your head and try them out and see how they sound on. There's one particular Bose headphone that was trying out. It seemed to be the one for the best fit, the best sort of size and weight, you know, comfort, all of that. And I'm just like, okay, well, it feels very good, but why can't I hear music out of it? And I called a staff member over and I'm like, I don't think this is working because I can't hear any music. And she checked it all out and was like, oh, the batteries must be dead. We'll put in some new batteries. And she called in the little CIA headpiece, guys, I need some batteries. And they brought batteries out, but then some other staff member come out and said, oh no, these are special display model ones. So they're powered by the line. Okay. So she checked underneath the desk to make sure it was all hooked up properly, and apparently it was all hooked up properly, but still couldn't hear anything out of it. So I go, okay, well, look, I'm going to be back in town tomorrow, so I'll come back tomorrow and have another look at them.
Oh, God. And
so we went off to see Thor 2, and then we went into the Apple Store, and this time I went in with my sister and my brother. I took them over to the headphones and I'm like, yeah, these are the ones. I put them on. It's still not working.
Yeah.
So here's, you know, one, it's a display model that they know to be in some way faulty and it's still on display. And I called over the a staff member. It happened to be the same staff member. I don't think she recognized me from the day before. And, you know, my sister was doing most of the talking this time around. And I sort of asked, well, you know, if these ones aren't working, can I have a look at some box stock? And she goes, oh, yeah, the boxes are over here. And we went and had a look at the boxes. And I'm like, can we, you know, seeing as though these headphones cost $400, can we take one out of the box and try one? And she's like, I'll see if that's possible. So she goes off, talks to the manager, and comes back and says, yeah, no, sorry.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah. I don't think that's an unreasonable request for me to make.
No, it's not. But you see, this is the thing: your priorities aren't their priorities, and the other thing to remember, of course, is that it's not an Apple product.
So. Yeah, it's a third party product.
That's right.
But I asked to speak to the manager, and she said, "Well, I just spoken to the manager," and. You know, so I'm sort of standing there in this situation. I go, okay, I've been in this situation plenty of times before, but on the other side, I've been a staff member at some difficult customer. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I know what tricks work. I know the ways to make myself a pain in the ass. And I think, okay, so how much of a pain in the ass do I want to be? How much trouble do I want to put them through? And what I ended up doing was I just flat out said, okay, look, I'm not happy with your service. And then I challenged her. I said, look, I've come into the store today to spend some money. You're not giving me any reasons to spend my money with you. And she did absolutely nothing about it. You know, it didn't work to get that sale. So I'm just like, well, fuck it. I'm not buying anything with you today. I don't want the headphones anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know exactly what you mean. I've been on both sides of the fence as well. It's been a bit further back for me, but I do remember having those sorts of customers that sort of come in and something's either busted or missing or a stock item that's supposed to be available or told was coming in and didn't come in or something, and you cop a face full of abuse. And
oh, yeah.
After you've copped the face full of abuse, they're still angry, so they say, I want to speak to the manager. I demand to speak to the manager, and you're like, oh, thank God. Yeah, you deal with it. And you just like gracefully bow out and scurry off and try and help someone else. But Yeah, from it is a bit. It's a bit slack, isn't it? And if they're going to have stuff on display, they need to make sure that it's working. And if it's not, it reflects poorly, and that's reality. Yeah. But I'll bet you something. I reckon that if it was a faulty iPod Touch, or an iPod Classic, even, or an iPhone or an iPad, it would be back. A new one would be out on display quicker than you can say, "Holy shit! I think it might be broken."
Yeah,
you know. But it's not an Apple product, so they're like, "Yeah, well, fuck, whatever." They probably don't make much on them.
Yeah, because I was reading some reviews on these particular headphones to say, well, how good are they? And what the reviews seem to be saying is that Bose tends to keep a tight rein on their recommended retail price.
Yeah, like Apple does.
Yeah, so, you know, they probably wouldn't be making too much money on it.
No, it's a Me Too thing, see, because you don't go to an Apple store to buy a Bose set of headphones. What you do is you go and you buy an iPod Touch or an iPad or an iPhone, and then you get the noise-canceling headphones. Yeah, it's an add-on sale. If you were there, and I also think that if you were buying an Apple device and you said, look, if these noise-canceling headphones don't work, I'm not going to buy the iPod, then I think you would have gotten some more motivation out of these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon you're right there. I probably would have got a lot more service out of them. But
I'm not excusing it. I'm not excusing it for a second, because honestly, because like I said before, you know, their priorities are not your priorities. So you'll say, "Oh, well, I came in yesterday. I told you that it was faulty. You've done nothing about it."
Yeah.
I mean, I remember there was this fast food joint in. I was visiting Rockhampton a few months ago. And we went to this fast food place, and their their post mix soft drink machine dispenser thing. One of the flavors was all fucked up, and I'm like, "Fine, I'll just have another one today. It doesn't matter, it's just once." Anyway, 2 days later, we go there again. I told them all about it. "Oh yeah, it's broken," or whatever else. "Yeah, we just need to change the bag or change the carbon dioxide, you know, canister," or blah 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 blah. Anyway, so I come back 2 days later, exactly the same. No one had touched it.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'm like,
slack.
"Really? Really, guys? I mean, how many customers are going to have to complain for you to do something about it?" Of course, then the thoughts go through your head, well, what if it was more than just that? What if it was a problem with the machine? They couldn't get a service tech out. What if the service tech was sick today? What if they got run over by a car? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, but then again, was it just the person that you told at the front never bothered telling anyone else about it, and therefore nothing happened? They were at the end of their shift and they're like, "Fuck this, I hate my job." They wander out the door and it's all over, knows anything ever happened. I mean, you just don't know, do you?
Yeah.
You like to believe the best in it, in the people in the organisation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Truth is, we just don't fucking know, and it just looks bad. It just looks real bad.
But one of the things that the staff member did say to me was, "Well, you know, look, if we open up the box stock, then, you know, there's a product that we either can't sell or we have to sell at a reduced cost or even a loss." And I was sort of go, "Well, I don't fucking care.
That's what display models are for."
Yeah, that's what display models are for. Yeah. But
fix your display model.
How many billions of dollars of profit does Apple make a quarter?
Yeah, I know.
And here's this lowly pleb worried about $400.
It'd be a policy thing, right? I mean, this is the thing, right? Because their policy will be, we have display models for everything, so you don't need to open one up. And that's true when your display models fucking work. And when they don't work, you're like, "Oh, my brain hurts, so I don't know what to do."
Yeah. I told my dad all about it, and he's, you know, he's been in retail, like, pretty much all his life.
Yeah.
And so I suspect if that was him on the other end, like if he was in my place, he would have gone, but not quite ballistic on him, but, you know, he would have pushed it a lot further, and he would have done it, and he would have got the results that he wanted. And the thing that he was saying to me is that, well, part of the thing with customer service is, you're supposed to do what you can to make the customer happy. You know, if it gets to a point where, you know, they're flat out telling you, "I'm not happy," then, you know, that's, you've lost.
Yeah, you failed. That's right.
Yeah, you're in damage control now. You're supposed to be... your customer service is supposed to prevent that.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is... So. But you filled out one of those feedback things, didn't you, and told them
Yeah, I did. I found a... because I bought one of the iPad mini smart covers with that staff member the day before. Right. And so I looked on the email receipt hoping to get her name. They don't print the names on the receipts.
No. They're all geniuses in there.
Yeah. So, yeah, clever Apple.
I saw an episode of Big Bang Theory where Sheldon was going on saying he wanted to go to the Apple store to have a rant about how they've devalued the title of genius.
Yeah.
Anyway. But never mind that. Actually, I quite enjoy Big Bang Theory. It's pretty funny, but some of the people that work at the Apple store, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, at the bottom of the receipt, there is a thing. It's like, send us some feedback. So I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm sending you some feedback.
Yeah, so and don't ask me twice. I'm happy to tell you what I think.
Yep. And it's like, so what sort of feedback are you sending us? And
angry and hate-filled. Is that an option?
Oh, I can't remember how many options there were, but it was something, and other. And I'm just other complaint. So I filled out their little survey thing. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how likely would you, how good was your experience shopping at the thing, and how likely would you recommend other friends shop at the Apple store? And I'm like 0, 0. And then it come up to the box, and I explained what happened, and I didn't know if I was going to get an opportunity to leave my contact details. So I left my contact details in the box. I'm like, contact me. And I left my details there, and then they had some more questions, and I answered them, and then they had the part where it's like, oh, would you like to be contacted? And I'm like, yes! So I put in the contact details, and so whether I get anything out of it or not, at this stage, I'm not fussed. Yeah, I'm not going to buy the headphones at all now. We've decided on another gift for my dad. And... yeah, well, I told him about it, and he's like, "No, don't spend $400 on me."
So, yeah, not to be judging, but that is a hell of a lot of money. I'm not saying he's not worth it, but I'm just saying, wow. I mean, if I was spending that sort of money on all the presents I had to buy, Jesus, I'd be broke.
Yeah,
we have this sort of agreement. We do this thing every year, Secret Santa, where you draw your names out of a hat, right? But it guarantees that everyone gets a present. You just don't know who you're getting it from.
Yeah.
So, because that cuts down the number. And then, of course, it doesn't have to be $50. Like, we can spend like $100 on somebody. You can get, $100 gives you a fair bit of flexibility. You can get something pretty nice for $100. And, it works really well. But what we used to before Secret Santa was everyone was buying everyone else a present. And we had to limit it to like $50 or $30, because when you're doing that times all the different combinations... Yeah. It was a lot of money. So we had to sort of, because Kirsten, my wife, comes from a big family. And, so it's like, wow. So anyway, that's what worked for us. But $400, I mean, nice headphones. So I think I know the ones you mean, too. They are very nice headphones. By the look of
Bose
them.
Something or rather 15.
Hey, do you have a Bose store down there?
We have a Bang & Olufsen.
Okay. Well, I actually couldn't believe my eyes, because I was walking around the city a couple of months ago in the CBD, and I just walked past it, and it said Bose. And I'm like, holy shit, I have a Bose store. I didn't even know these things existed.
Yeah.
And
one of those in here, my problem would have been solved. Across the road and buy it from them.
Exactly. I mean, I remember when there used to be Sony stores, and I think they're gone now, but...
We might still have a Sony store. On Grenfell Street, I'm not sure.
Yeah, all I know is that when I was about 10 plus years ago, longer than that maybe, I think when I was back, even maybe it was back in mid-90s, I don't remember. Anyway, I came to Brisbane and I remember walking into a Sony store and I'm like, oh, this is so cool, and walking straight out again. But anyway, I don't mind that. You want to make a start?
Yeah, yeah, I guess we'll make a start. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
So, what happened?
Okay. So I did get a call from the Apple Store in Rundle Mall.
Right.
And I wasn't expecting that, but, you know, because when I left them the feedback, I left them the, my contact details, and they asked, well, when are you available to be called? And I said, okay, well, weekdays after 3. So Monday afternoon, after 3, they rang. So it was pretty much, you know, first possible opportunity that they had, they called straight away. And so I got this guy, and he sort of rang up, and he's like, oh, is this a good time to call? And, you know, stuff like that. And then, you know, he's right up front. He's just like, yeah, I just want to apologize on behalf of the store for, you know, the experience that you had with us the other day. And then he's asking, well, you know, are there any questions about these particular headphones that you'd like me to answer? Because supposedly he's the Bose guy for that store, and, you know, he uses the headphones, so he's talking, you know, knows everything about them. So I'm sort of sitting there on the phone going, well, this is awkward. I've decided not to buy them. And you want to help me, you know, by answering my questions about the headphones that I don't want to buy. So I sort of told him the story and said, look, you know, it was a gift. And I told my dad about what happened, and he's like, no, don't spend $400 on me. And I sort of said, well, I'm still sort of interested in these for myself, you know, I might get them for gaming or something like that. And so he told me some things about the headphones that I was looking at, and he said, you know, recommended some other Bose model, and he also said, look, check out the Sennheiser ones just as another option. And then after we talked about that for a while, he sort of got back to the feedback that I left, and yeah, again, he apologized. And he was saying that, you know, it reflects poorly on their staff and the store and the products.
And it did.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he also said that, look, you know, the Bose rep wouldn't have been happy that, you know, that their display model was there and apparently not working. And, you know, Bose is losing out on sales because that's not working. And there's still some confusion as to how this display model is actually hooked up and how it's powered, because I told him about the thing was, you know, being powered through the line. It doesn't need batteries, and he's like, "What?" So, you know, he doesn't. Nobody seems to know how these things work, but one of the things that I said in the feedback form was, you know, generally speaking, when I go in there and I ask some questions, you know, I always seem to get the person who doesn't know.
Yeah.
You know, as I never get the expert. You know, I'm sure that there are people in there who know everything, but, you know, I'm always getting the person who doesn't know.
Yeah, can I just point out that same thing happened to me when I got my iPhone 5S, because I went in there to sign the contract, and the guy said to me, "Oh, I'm not usually the guy that deals with the Vodafone stuff."
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, okay. Well, can we talk to him?" And he sort of like said, "Oh, if he's available, I'll have a look."
Yeah.
But the funny thing was, during the hour and a half of torture that I was there trying to get the Vodafone sale to go, the Vodafone expert walks up to us and says, "Oh, yeah, you should try this, you should try that." And then he wanders off again. He wasn't actually serving a customer. He just sort of like walked up for 5 minutes, said, "Oh, yeah, do this, do that," and then wandered off again.
Fucking hell.
And we were sitting there, we were having trouble, and I said, "Maybe it's time to go speak to the expert again. What do you think?" And the guy says, "Yeah, you know, I might just do that." So it's like, you know, wouldn't it just be quicker, more beneficial to, if I just, the expert came to help me and you just bug it off?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and, but anyway, so I hear exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, and I just remember when we got my brother's iPhone 5, because we walked in and, you know, the first person I saw, I'm like, "I want to buy an iPhone 5. And they're like, "Yes, I'll get the expert for you." And they go off, and they tried to get him, but apparently they're not available. So she comes back and is like, sorry, you're stuck with me. And yeah, she got the job done in what seemed to be a reasonable amount of time. I don't think the expert could have got it done any quicker. But, you know, this when I was complaining to this about my mum, you know, because she went in and did the purchase with us. And that's the thing that she kept complaining about. It's, oh, we spoke to this staff member and they handballed us to this other staff member. And then we got the same staff member. It's like, yeah, so she wasn't happy about that. So anyway, I made mention of that I never seem to get the right person when I'm in there. And the guy who rang me, he's just like, oh, you know, that is... thanks for making that us aware of that. You know, that's something that our leadership team is trying to improve on. That you know, all the staff have the you know, product knowledge that they need to be able to help the customers and make sales. And the other thing that I pointed out in the feedback was that some of these staff have to go through up to 6 interviews to get the position. And I'm like, you're going through 6 interviews for the staff, and this is what I'm getting as a customer. And he came back and said, well, you know, yeah, we're really rigorous in our interview process. And, you know, he's sort of like, oh, that's something that we need to look at. So anyone who's going to apply at the Apple Store and suddenly they've boosted it from 6 to maybe like 12 interviews, that was my fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they will come at you with a knife, mate. But anyway, I think the connection between number of interviews and quality of staff is loose, shall we say?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I've interviewed a lot of people for jobs for people working for me, and I've got to say that it's very hard to tell, no matter how rigorous you are, whether or not they're going to be any good. But irrespective of that, I think the greater issue is I really don't know about whether or not how the internals of the Apple Store works. Like if it's if there's remuneration based on sales.
Yeah,
you know. One of the things when I was at Dick Smith's, when I worked there many years ago, it was all driven by, you know, bonuses were all driven by sales figures.
Yeah.
So once you had a sale, once you were talking to a customer, it was a sort of a given that everyone else was off limits. You go and talk to them for help, they point you in the right direction, but they are still your customer and you get to ring up the sale in against your name. And because, you know, if you spend time with the customer, then that's considered your sale.
Yeah.
If you go and poach someone else's customer, that is really bad form, and it really, really pisses other people off. So it tended to be, look, you could put your hands up in the air early on and say, look, I don't know. I want to go speak to I'll point you with our expert over here. Chris is our expert on blah. And sometimes you just had to do that. When you had something like 15,000 products in the store, which is what we had when Dick Smith was, when I was there. They've simplified it a lot now, but back then it was insane. And you just can't know everything about everything. You just can't.
Yeah, that's it.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Especially for casuals like I was, because I was at uni full-time, and I it's hard to compete with a full-time staff, because full-time staff are there day in, day out, 5 days a week. Yeah, you know, it's hard to compete. Anyway, bottom line was people would get shitty with you if you took their customers, but you could put your hands up early on and say, you know what, it's out of my area of expertise, I'll hand you over to this person, then you kind of relinquish your dibs on that sale. But the Apple Store, I don't know if they motivate people that way or what, but it certainly has the scent of there's a rule for whatever reason that the first person you are in contact with is the person you end up following your whole sale through, whether that's for remuneration purposes or tracking of sales or if it's just their policy. Either way, that's what I've observed, because I've been through the same shit where I'll just get the expert over, and it's like, well, come on, can I just talk to the expert and you go and serve someone else? I mean, yeah, I'm all for on-the-job training, but really, do I have to be the guinea pig again?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't believe there is any sort of, you know, commission or anything that like that on sales at the Apple Store. That's not what I've...
Yeah,
heard.
I don't think that's the case either. But yeah. Look, I honestly don't know. It's not my wheelhouse. So I don't know about it. But I'm just saying that's what I experienced previously in retail. And that's pretty common. It's pretty standard. But they may just have a policy.
Yeah.
Their policy might simply state it to ensure continuity of customer relationships.
Yeah, that you're always getting the same staff member.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't feel like you're being handballed, because feeling like you're being handballed is bad for customer satisfaction or something.
Yeah, nobody likes to be passed from person to person.
Well, yeah, actually they do. They do if the person they pass to actually does a better job.
Yeah, yeah, they like it when it's
so
like that.
People only get the shits if you get passed to someone that doesn't know what they're fucking doing.
Yep.
So, yeah, if that is their rule, then that's stupid.
Mm.
And the other possibility, of course, is, you know, keep an open mind here, is none of them know what they're talking about and there is no expert.
Yeah, quite possibly.
I'm just, yeah, hey, I'm throwing it out there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think about it. Like I said when we talked about this before, is that they're going to spend all their time training them on their own products.
Mm.
You know, they're going to focus on that. Here's how you use an iPod Touch. Here's how you use an iPod Classic, I think. So, you know, they're not going to spend time on every single headphone that they've got, and this one needs batteries or it's powered in. So I don't know, that's the cynic in me talking, but I don't know, maybe there isn't anyone there that really knows the answer.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, quite possible. The other thing that this guy talked about, which I was really surprised about, he actually thanked me based on the quality of my feedback, and he said this is the best feedback that they've ever got for that store.
Well, how long has it been open, for one?
Not that long. Wasn't it April or some shit?
And second of all, that's one of the rules of customer satisfaction or whatever it is. You always thank people for stabbing you in the back.
Yeah.
You gotta do it smiling. Yeah. Oh, that knife feels so nice in my back. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure feeling your knife shoved in my back this afternoon. Thank you. Gasping for breath, blood coming out the side of their mouth. Thank you. Anyway, look, honestly, kidding aside, I think that's awesome that they contacted you, and that's great for their customer service.
Yeah, so the specific thing that he said about my feedback, that it was, you know, constructive, and, you know, I wasn't the bitchy, angry customer that, you know, I'm writing this because I want free stuff or a discount or any shit like that. I'm just sort of like, I just want somebody to know, because if they don't know, they're not going to do anything to improve about it, because, you know, like that particular staff member is going to go to their manager afterwards and say, well, geez, that was a bad customer, you know, what can I do to improve that? She's just going to be like, well, I just won't tell anyone that ever happened. And, you know, so that's what he said. You know, he's like, oh, thanks for bringing this to attention. And, you know, it was really good feedback, really useful for us. And I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah, well, and that's awesome. I mean, yeah, and that's the best kind of feedback, right? Sometimes, yeah, as long as you keep it constructive, and, and based on the way you described it and what his response, you definitely did. So that's awesome. Mm. So it's a win all round, except for Bose, who missed out on a headphone sale.
So
poor Bose. Yeah. They're going to go to business now.
Yeah. So I'm.
Oh dear.
Anyway. I ended up being quite pleased with, you know, the response that I got, because, like I said to the guy, I wasn't expecting anything, because, you know, it's sort of tucked away at the bottom of the receipt, and I filled out the thing, and I'm like, please contact me. And I'm like, they'll never contact me. It's Apple.
Yeah, well, you wonder, don't you? I mean, it's a huge company and they got a lot of going on, and are they going to take the time to answer Clinton's, you know, concern, or are they just going to merrily chug along and pretend it didn't happen, or does it get filed to some imaginary filing cabinet somewhere and no one ever looks at it again? I mean, you do wonder,
hey? Yeah, you do wonder.
But out of all the results you could have gotten, this was the best result, though, hey?
Absolutely, yeah.
Except maybe free headphones.
Yeah, free headphones would have been better.
Free headphones, that would have been a better result, yeah, but, you know, apart from that.
Yeah, but I'll sort of recommend to, like, if, you know, if ever you want to just, like, if you go to the Apple store and if you have an experience, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, and you purchase something, look for that little survey at the bottom of your receipt, fill it out, and you know, odds on you'll be contacted by someone in the store.
Yeah, I think I remember when I was in North America. Yeah, because they're big on tipping and everything over there, and I sort of tipping is a form of feedback. And one of the older guys that we were doing a lunch with, he had an issue with his dish, and he sort of went and sort of, complained. He did it very politely, very professionally. And he said afterwards, he said, if you don't give them feedback, if you just don't give them a tip, but you don't tell them what was wrong, then they are never going to improve.
Yeah, they'll never know.
They're never going to learn what they're doing wrong. And that chef out the back that just burnt the living crap out of this poor steak is, he's going to keep on doing it. So, it's yet another affirmation in my mind that you're giving good constructive feedback and leads to a better result. So,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely agree. I'm happy.
At least they called you back. I mean, I was with you. I didn't think they were going to either. I thought it was, one of those things, leave us feedback, but don't really leave us feedback. Yeah. You know, one of those things.
Yeah, well, we've been, mum and dad have been gone through, like, they've been contacting Coles and Woolworths because products they buy keep getting deleted on them. And, Coles has made it impossible to leave any feedback. Woolworths, you can still leave feedback, but it's still a bit of a pain in the ass. And, if you do get a response from them, it's just some boilerplate email sort of going, yeah, so sorry, the product has been deleted. It may have been deleted for the following reasons. And, list reasons X, Y, Z, wasn't selling enough, marketing, bullshit, customer, stuff that the customer doesn't care about. It's just, where's my fucking product?
Is bullshit one of the multi-choice options, is it?
It may as well be.
Shit, I don't know. Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean,
Coles and Woolworths do not want your feedback. They just want to keep doing what they're doing. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, give us feedback, but please don't. Yeah. Or the other one I love is the boss with the open door policy. My door is always open, except when it's shut, which is most of the time. Oh, and when it is open, I'm probably not going to be in there. Yeah, same kind of bullshit, right? But anyway. But nope, not Apple. Good for them. Hooray for them.
Yeah, I like to imagine that the Coles and Woolworths, their feedback, it gets printed, but the printer just, it overflows and goes straight into a shredder.
That's an interesting mental image, but yeah, I reckon. Oh, shit, I don't know.